VWA. Mobile again.
K4JF is mobile too.
Send that in. It's Steve over here in Inman.
Hey, it's Jim. I'm on 85 headed to the dentist in Easley.
Oh, joy. Yeah, I just had a tooth pulled on the 9th. I feel for you, brother.
This is just a routine checkup, so hopefully it won't be anything but a cleaning. Anyway, I plan to keep the fangs around, so gotta do it.
One of the most simplest of foods, and I bit down and I split a tooth from front to rear, right down the middle. There was nothing they could do for it, so I had to get it pulled. Man, that was a pain. So anyhow, it is what it is. Well, you be careful out there on 85, my friend. That's just a fun place.
Yeah, it is. That's all right. It's fun. Several years ago, we were on a cruise, and I mean, we were out in the Caribbean, and I bit down on a piece of steak and broke a crown off at the gum. So for several days, until we got back to the States, I would super glue that piece back on.
Man. Well, a lot of those cruise lines now, you know, they have to have a full medical staff, you know, at least one good qualified physician. And now a lot of them are carrying a basic dentist along with them.
Exactly what it was. It was painful. And our friends in the group, they just for 4 days. And I was back again until finally got home. Yeah, so that was fun. Had to be very careful. Didn't get anything, you know, that might knock it loose. So they made it. Of course, it was fixable without implants. And that was
a lot of fun out of your vacation, didn't it?
Yeah, that's okay. You take the hits as they go. And I'm off of 85 now. I'm over on 81. So on the back road, and the traffic in front of me is traveling at 36 mph. So anyway, puppy war road.
In a different lifetime, let me tell you about my vacation to Myrtle Beach. Fine, I'm going in a little hole here, and I'm going to wait just a minute. Am I still in the repeater?
Yes, sir, you are.
Okay. Well, anyhow, this was about 1985, I think. Hurricane Bonnie was coming up the coast, and I had unchangeable reservations at Pirate Land Campground. So, leaving out on Saturday, we had to go to her family reunion, and on the way down there, we checked in, and just about the time I checked in, I got food poisoning from that family reunion mess, and I hugged John from Saturday evening and Sunday till that's Monday morning. Well, she came down with it on Monday, and she hugged John from Monday morning until Tuesday evening. And then on Wednesday, they evacuated us to the Myrtle Beach Elementary School auditorium. And Hurricane Bonnie just kind of passed up the coast and didn't even hit us. It was like a big thunderstorm, and that's all it was. So on Thursday, after it passed by, I loaded everybody up and said, we're going back to the mountains. And let me tell you, just about Conway, the sun broke out and it was beautiful. I tell you, I took that as an omen. I don't care for the beach anymore after that.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was rough. The worst thing I ever had to happen to me was the beach. I was about 12. along in there. Last man, 64, yeah. And I was running down the boardwalk and my foot slipped in between and just popped the toenail completely off, big toe on the right foot. I can still feel it. And of course, I hobbled around for a few days. Then they noticed a hurricane was coming. We didn't get the word until it was too late. And the evacuation took 6 hours to get from Myrtle Beach to Conway.
Man. Well, I tell you what, I have not left, I have not lost anything at the Redneck Riviera.
I'll be in Myrtle Beach later this year, but it's for a convention meeting. So that's a little different. I like my salt air, but I prefer the clear waters of the Caribbean.
There you go. Now you're talking. So, are you a veterinarian?
Not at all. Why?
Well, I do x-ray equipment, and every year... No, they just had their meeting. That was right around June or July. I haven't gone down there in 2 years because of the COVID. They've shut it down. This is the first year they're back operating. So anyhow, yeah, I was curious if you should go down there to the veterinary conference.
I'm an ROF. I've been retired for over 20 years now. 20 years late, mate. This is a convent of the Sovereign Military Order, Temple of Jerusalem, also known as the Night Temple.
Yep, I hear you. All right, well, listen, I'm getting a phone call, boss. I got to take it. You have a good afternoon.